This is Gail Buckley Barringer on Carolina Catholic Radio Network, and today I'm spotlighting Teresa Tomeo. For those of you who might not know Teresa, I think that's rare, but Teresa is an author, a syndicated Catholic talk show host, and a motivational speaker with more than 30 years of experience on television, radio, and the newspaper. She's a host of the radio program Catholic Connection, and that's co-produced by Ave Maria Radio and the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. T, it's so good to talk to you.
Hey, Gail. It's always good to talk to you. It's kind of reversed. You're normally on my show, and here I am on your show.
I know. It's great. I love it. You do a much better job than I do of hosting, though, so you've got a lot more experience, and you're really great at it. But
Thank you.
I said, among other things, you're an author. I think you've got at least 10 books, right?
I think it's pushing, I think that's over a dozen. If you
include
the All Things Girls and the All Things Guys book, it's probably pushing 15, 16, but who's counting? I'm on track. It's been a busy time, yeah.
That's fantastic. I love what your husband, Deacon Dominic, said about you writing books, that you write because it's a way of talking more.
Right, that's what he says. I write so I can keep talking, yeah, if I can.
Oh, you know, yeah, absolutely. I can identify with that. You know, we're both chatty Cathy, so I totally understand that. But today I want to talk to you about your newest book, Listening for God. And this book is a compilation of several stories, right?
Yes, and you're in there, and your story is amazing.
Oh.
And I decided to, you know, over the years, Gail, I've always jotted down times when I feel God's answered a prayer or something that seemed just too coincidental to be a coincidence that I knew that God was involved. So I would share those stories at women's conferences and retreats that I would give, and I would tell women and others to keep what I call a God Winks or a God Sentence journal, where you know that something happened that's pretty close to even a small little miracle in your life. And so when you're having a bad day, you can remember what God has done in your life. And so with everything that's been happening in our world and everything that's been happening with COVID, I thought that a book like this could be really encouraging for people. And stories are so important. Stories help tell a narrative, and they can actually become a narrative. And that's why it's so important for us not to be afraid to share our stories. So Listening for God, you know, and discovering the incredible ways God speaks to us, is a compilation. There's folks like you, there's folks like Kelly Wahlquist, Al Cresta, Steve Ray, whom you know, and people sharing how God has spoken to them, and every story is different. That's what I love about this book.
I love it, too. A lot of great stories, and I know all those people that you spoke of course, Steve being one of the closest friends, but Kelly is a great gal, and Al Cresta, of course, they're all great people with great stories, and they've got a lot of things to say. And I think that's a great idea that you have about encouraging women when you talk to keep a diary or a notebook of these things, because I wish I'd done that throughout my life. God has spoken to me in so many ways, and there's so many happenings, and I keep saying I'm going to write a book, but I haven't. But that's a great thing to do, to keep a journal of that and then look back on it and reflect about how God has worked in your life, especially on those days that are dark, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We need that encouragement. And so how does God speak to Teresa Tomeo?
Well, a lot of different ways, actually, and he needs to use a lot of different ways because I'm very stubborn Italian, so sometimes it takes a little bit more to get my attention, even though I've had so many miracles in my life. God speaks to me a lot in Scripture, and I know that's near and dear to your heart with your work with Catholic Scripture International. I love the Bible, and Deacon Dom and I came back to the church through a non-denominational Bible study, so Scripture is super important to us. And so many times when I've sat down to do the Mass readings, God has spoken to me or to both me and Deacon Dom, showing us maybe a clearer path to something or responding to a prayer that we had. And it's so beautiful when you're in the Mass readings every day, when you're doing Scripture, when you're in a study like Catholic Scripture study, you learn more about Jesus and the Church, and then you can understand how God is speaking. So in addition to Scripture, God speaks to me in nature, especially through Italy. It's where my not only my faith roots, obviously, but my heritage is from, my family roots, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful country, and there's so much Catholicism there. I've had many profound experiences over in Italy, and it's just incredible. He speaks to me in music, and I've also had a couple of angel experiences that I talk about in the book, actually.
Yes, yes, you do. I think that's wonderful. And speaking of Italy, you and Dominic are doing pilgrimages there now, aren't you?
Yes, we've been doing that for a few years, and we've been doing we call it Roman Holiday for Couples, after the movie Roman Holiday, which is my favorite movie with Gregory Peck and Audrey. Yeah, I know, it's a great film. And so we every other year, and we've got another one coming up in November, and people can check out my website. We're going to be putting the itinerary there in a few weeks. But every other year, we do a couples trip, and we usually try to go to at least two parts of Italy and make it both faith and fun with lots of great fellowship. And then I also do the pilgrimages with Kelly Walquist every year, but we haven't been able to go because of COVID. So we're hoping that Italy is going to open up, reopen in the summer, and we'll be able to get back to travel.
And Italy is a wonderful place, and a wonderful place to feel God's presence. It's so beautiful, and like you said, it's so Catholic, and so a great place to feel God's presence and to listen for God, you know, at that time while you're there. You know, we certainly don't need to be special or anyone especially holy to hear from God, right? He speaks to all of us, right?
He does it, and I think that's another reason I wrote the book, because often people say, well, God's not going to speak to me. I'm not important enough. I'm not theological enough. I'm not religious enough. But God says every hair on our head is counted, and that's for everyone, as you said. He desires that all men be saved, and so he is trying to reach out to us. He's always knocking on the door, as it says in Revelation. We just have to be open to it. And so throughout the book, what's so great about it is it can be done as a study, because contributors like you put down reflection questions, you had quotes from saints, you had words of wisdom. I think it's really helpful for people to not just have a nice story and say, oh, that's really cool, what a great story, and then move on, but to really think about what that person experienced and where were they getting their inspiration, what was happening in their life. So then people can look at the chapters and then look at those questions and then think, wow, maybe that actually did happen to me. Maybe that was God speaking to me.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you about that. I think you could use this book as a study, you know, for a study group or something, like you said. And are you planning to try to get a study going on your own, or are you encouraging others to do so?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked that question, because we're planning on doing, and we're hoping you'll be getting an email as a contributor. We are going to be doing a virtual conference on the book the week of March 6th, 7th, and 8th. And so we're going to be having the contributors, if they choose, it's up to them, give like a 20-minute talk about listening for God, not necessarily on their story, but on how they listened for God. And so that will be over March 6th, 7th, and 8th. Our friends at Catholic Speakers are going to be helping us with that. So folks can keep, you know, just sign up for my newsletter, which is free on my website at teresadamio.com. But that will be an all-weekend event with all kinds of speakers, all the contributors from the book, hopefully. And then we've invited a whole bunch of other great speakers, too, to partake and tell us how they listen for God.
So this is going to be a conference sort of like the one that you and I were both involved with recently.
Yes, the one like with Steve Ray, the virtual conference, correct. Right. It's going to be online. Yeah, and the initial registration will be free, and then if they want to buy the talks, it will be a small fee for that. But coming up March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
That's great. I didn't know you were going to be doing that. I know that Catholic Speakers is doing another one now on pro-life, and that I was going to contribute to that, but I've gotten too much busy with other personal things in my life, so I wasn't able to. But that'll be great, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. And as you said, check on your website, and that's Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, T-O-M-E-O, Teresa Tomeo, no H in her name, and Tomeo's T-O-M-E-O. So, yes, do check that out, those listening now. Tell us a little bit about the contributors to this book, Listening for God.
Well, in addition to your wonderful self, and your story is really, really powerful. I don't want to give it away. I want people to get the book to find out about what you went through and how God was just like, yours was just so amazing, because it was like the next day after you said the prayer. It was like, hello, here's your answer, but it's just really, really powerful. Well, we have Al Cresta. He's got a beautiful story in there. Steve Ray has a story about how God spoke to him through a dream. Kelly Walquist is in there about adoration. I have the daughter of one of my dear friends, Mary Dudley, who was going through labor with, I think it's her fifth child, and had a miraculous experience after receiving the Eucharist. We have a friend of mine who's a new convert, my friend Hope, and who, it's really a cool story because she was struggling with the teachings on the saints and Mary, and she was driving back to Michigan from Massachusetts where she works, and she was a little bit nervous because there were some car issues, but she didn't have time to get the car checked. So there's a neat story about how the saints helped her along that journey. So there's people that are well-known, as I mentioned, Al Cresta, yourself, Steve Ray, Kelly Walquist, Joan Lewis from Rome. But there's a lot of folks like my friend's daughter or my friend Hope or my friend Kathy Crombie, who lost her husband, and how God prepared her for that, and it was no godsend that she went through this pretty powerful retreat. shortly before her husband died suddenly. There's Ellen Salter, who's a pro-life speaker, and the journey of her and her daughter and the whole family walking with Megan. She's a special needs baby, and how God has spoken to them over the years. So there's a lot of folks people may not know who are just living out their Catholic faith powerfully, and they share their stories of how God speaks to them. And that's what I love about this book, because the stories are all different, and the people come from all walks of life.
Yes, absolutely. It's really a great book. I think, you know, if anyone that would like to read it themselves, but it's also a great book to give as a gift, especially like, as Teresa said, you know, people that may need encouragement. A lot of people are worried about what's coming up in their life now, especially with these our new administration and all this, and people that are pro-life are feeling very disheartened because of things that are going to be changed or set back, and they need to hear encouraging things. They need to know how to listen for God, and this book is really great samples there for people to know how to listen for God, different ways that they can hear God in their lives, and to read these stories of other people that have gone through these experiences, the great, amazing things that God has done in their lives when they just listen and seek His, you know, advice or seek His help. That's what He wants us to do anyway. And so many times when we get down and out, we don't think to do that. Sometimes we're so despair and such despair that we forget to pray, or we just can't think straight. And so to have a book like this on hand to look at, to read, to give to another person is a great thing to do. I know I have a neighbor with 8 children who, she worries about her children. You know, she worries about dark times ahead and how her children are going to do and what's going to happen with them. And, you know, this would be a great book. In fact, I already gave her a copy.
Oh, good.
But for someone like her that, you know, or others that just need to have something, you know, it's not heavy. You know, you have several different stories in there, like you said, several different stories that from different people that you can read one at a time, put it down, come back to it. So I really like this book. It's really a good thing. And as Teresa said, I have a story in there myself, which I am blessed to be involved. And I thank you for that, Teresa. What do you think this book says to those who feel God has been silent in their lives, especially lately?
Well, that's a great question. That's one of the other reasons I wrote it, because as a talk show host, and you probably know this too, and as someone who does Bible study, people don't expect God to speak to them, number one, because they maybe have something in their life, right, that could be an issue. Maybe there's a past sin. They don't think they're good enough or holy enough, as I mentioned earlier. But then if God appears to be silent, He's never silent, but if He appears to be silent, they say, well, where is God? And what this book does is it goes through a series of steps that people take in their life, and they're always open. And the one thing they have in common is people are open to what God has to say, whatever way He may say it. I'll give you an example. In this last election, so many people are upset about what happened and the lack of, you know, we did have some pro-life leaders elected in the House, but in terms of what's happening, you know, in politics, in terms of turning back some of the many pro-life efforts that were accomplished in the last 4 years, things like that. People are saying, well, God didn't answer our prayers. And my response is, well, yes, He did. He just answered it differently. And we don't know the outcome yet of those prayers in terms of how He's going to use those prayers and make it a Romans 8:28 situation and help us maybe grow and cling to Him more closely. We don't know. God's plans are way above our plans. And I think people have to see and think and stop and think. This way, if they read this book, it'll help them. Because God has been reaching out to people in different ways, and a lot of people just don't see it that way. Maybe they're not open enough. Maybe they're just going through a tough time. But let's say someone has been having a tough time with COVID for whatever reason. I'm sure if they look back, there's probably someone that helped them along the way. Even in one of my darkest moments last year when my mom was dying, she didn't die of COVID. She died of congestive heart failure, but she died right as everything was being shut down. Right. And I could not have a funeral mass for her at the time. And the burial was just so minimal because of all that. Remember, in the beginning, the COVID restrictions were over the top. And it was so devastating to me that I couldn't give her the proper send-off. And I'm like, God, where are you? And then the day she was being buried, my phone is blowing up, right? She died on the Feast of St. Joseph, March 19th. She was buried on March 29th. And I'm at the cemetery watching the cemetery off into the ground. And all of a sudden, my phone starts to blow up. and I see my friends texting me, Kelly Walquist, Gail Coniglio, and others, and they're texting me, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing, they said, that your mother is being buried on St. Teresa of Avila's birthday? And I said, what? And I didn't even realize it, Gail, and you know me, I love her. She's my favorite saint. I was named after her.
And she's my patron saint.
Yeah. And right away, I knew that she was with me, St. Teresa, and that God was with me, reminding me, you know, there's no coincidence in terms of my mother passing away on the Feast of St. Joseph and then St. Teresa of Avila being with her and me on the day that she was buried. So that was a very desolate time for me, sitting there thinking that God, that I was all alone, and sitting there in the cemetery and family spread out in various cars, we could barely stand together. And then all of a sudden, God shows up big time, you know, in the form of reminding me of my patron saint. So I think if we just take a breath and ask God to show us, Lord, where are you? Things will happen. It may not be the way we expect, but God is always trying to reach us.
Absolutely. And as you said, it's usually not the way we expect. God is full of surprises, really. And it's not immediate. You know, we're spoiled. We expect instant everything. And when we pray, we think God's going to answer it the next day or whatever. And you and I have both been blessed that he's answered right away at times. But that's usually not the case. We usually have to wait on the Lord, as the scriptures tell us, wait on the Lord. Because his time, he's not in time for one thing like we are. And his time is better than our time. And his way and his answer is going to be much better than we could have ever expected or done. And it might, like you said, even though it might not be the answer we think we want, it's going to be the best answer because he wants the best for us. And we might think, well, that's not the answer I wanted. That's not what I wanted, or I haven't heard from him or whatever. But God is taking care of us, and we just have to be trusting and believe that. And the scripture says, you know, to wait on the Lord and believe when you pray, if you pray with a pure heart, that he's going to answer you. And, you know, one of my favorite scripture verses, Teresa, and I don't know if I've done it on your show or not. I probably have after, I don't know how long I've been doing this, 10 years on your show, but I probably have. But Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will tell you great and marvelous things you did not know.
Yeah.
And I call back his phone number, you know, call unto me. So God always has great things in store for us if we're listening, if we're open, if we pray. He's there. He's always listening, and he's always wanting to hear from us, even with little things, minute things. I remember years ago I was talking to a man in my parish whose mother was very sick and on the brink of death, and I said, you know, well, I'll certainly pray for her and ask others to pray for her. And he said, oh, no, don't do that. He said, I don't pray to God and ask him things like that. And I said, what? And he said, no, that's selfish. I don't ask for things for myself or for my family, and I wouldn't ask you to pray for me. And I said, Joe, scripture tells us all the time that we're supposed to do that. God wants us to hear from you, especially for something like this, for the good of your mother. And I said, what would you pray about if, you know? He said, well, I pray for other people. And I said, well, your mother. And he said, but she's a family member. I was so amazed, Teresa, that anyone would think that way, that they're being selfish by praying for themselves or a family member. So if anyone's listening now that thinks that's a selfish prayer, it's absolutely, it's not. God wants to hear from us about every little thing, and he wants us to depend on him, and he wants to help us. So we need to be not only listening for God, as Teresa's book says, but we need to seek him and pray to him and ask him for things. And it's so important. And so never think that you're being selfish. I mean, it might be a selfish prayer if you pray to win the lottery. I love that old joke about the person that kept praying to win the lottery and finally they heard from God.
God said, go buy a ticket. Yeah.
Right. I love it. You got to buy a ticket.
Right.
Can't help it if you don't buy a lottery ticket. So, I mean, and that's another thing, you know, we sometimes forget to reach out and help ourselves a little bit before we ask God, you know. We do want to lean on God. We do want to his help. And most of all, we want to do his will and not our own will.
Right.
And so we have instances of that in Scripture, too, where people got tired of waiting on God and went ahead and did their own thing, which didn't work out too well for them. But, but you know, God has a way of turning those things around, too. And And speaking of that, I hope he's going to turn around things for us going forward. We have to. I know there's a lot of people that are despairing right now. And as Christians, you know, and I know you know this, Teresa, we can't lose hope. We have to have faith. We know that God is working in our lives. We know we're on the right side. We know we're on God's side, especially in matters of pro-life. And so we have to have faith and wait on the Lord for him to act and help us and not lose hope. What are the four S's of listening for God?
Oh, yeah. This is something that is a great kind of like a guide for people. It's just think of these four words. Number one is surrender. So if we want to hear from God, we first have to surrender our lives over to him. It's not just a one-time prayer. It's every day. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will, recognizing God is God and we are not. Number two is scripture, spending time with God's word, Bible basic instruction before leaving earth. You and I talk about this on my show every single week.
Right.
God has a love letter for us. The Bible is his love letter. And if we want to get to know him, then why aren't we reading his love letter? So to be in scripture every day and to do one of the easiest things to do is to read the mass readings every day. And it's, you can go on the USCCB website, you can go on EWTN, you can go on your network, you know, my show, mm-hmm. all the different websites out there that have the readings every day, and we could just go right online and read them. And we can also read reflections from books like Magnificat, devotionals like Magnificat,
right.
or The Word Among Us. Number three is silence. If we want to hear from God, we have to spend time quietly with him. We have to pull away from the media, especially social media, which has become such a cesspool, and see how he wants to speak to us. You know, spend time, you know, if you can't get to church or if your church, I hope it's not still closed, but if it is and you can't get to adoration, spend time alone. Maybe, you know, put the fireplace on and just sit quietly and just pray. So you have surrender, which you do every day. You have scripture, you have silence. And then the last one I want to talk about is stories. Listen mm-hmm. to other stories of people and their witness, like in this book, and then think about your own story about what God has done in your life, and don't be afraid to share. So you've got surrender, scripture, silence, and stories.
Those are great suggestions, the four S's. I love that. And, of course, scripture would be one of my favorites. You know, going to adoration, which hopefully, like you said, hopefully most people can at least go to adoration now. It's a wonderful thing just to sit and listen to God and pray, just to be in his presence there, because our lives are so busy and so hectic. And so even with COVID now, people home and not being able to go to work or whatever, we're still busy. I find myself busy all the time. And mm-hmm. we don't take the time really to pray, to, like you said, read the scriptures, go to adoration. Those things are so important. They're like, if you don't have those, you don't have anything. You have mm-hmm. to do that. It's so important. Nutrition for our souls, so to speak. And of course, like I said, scripture being my favorite. I think everybody listening to this show definitely has a Bible. And, you know, and you have a computer. And you can go, like Teresa said, onto the website and read scripture online or on your own, in your own Bible. And I think scripture study, of course, is so important. If I know right now Catholic scripture study classes are not meeting in most cases because of COVID. So, you know, they're not getting together as groups in person. But there's virtual things online like this conference, this Bible conference that Teresa and I did. Was it last weekend?
Was it two weekends ago? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm lost
yeah.
track of time. But, yeah, you're right. I think it was two weekends ago. And it was a virtual Bible conference with over 50 speakers and something like that that's free. And like Teresa's conference that's going to be coming up in March on 6th, 7th, and 8th, you know, to listen online for things like that, go and get inspiration. You know, it's so important. So,
it is. You know, and there's so many things available to us. And I really want to get back to in-person studies. I mean, there's nothing like, you know, being in person and having that face-to-face contact. But we could take advantage of the tools that we have at hand and still do maybe a group study online. Our parish is doing an awful lot of things online. Our associate pastor, Father Dawson, actually has a great story in the book. Last year did, I think it was in October, he did a whole series on Ignatian spirituality, and now he's doing an online study on the TV series Chosen. So I think even if you pick up your church bulletin and look, there's probably things that you can do online and get involved in. And again, this book is such an easy read, but I think it's so motivational for people. I've been getting such great feedback on it. It's just listening for God, discovering the incredible ways he speaks to us. And, you know, you can use it as your own private study. Don't have to go anywhere. Just do it in the privacy of your own home.
That's true. And now tell us again, Teresa, where they can get this book.
Very easy. They can just go to my website, teresatomeo.com, and they could do /listeningforgod, or just go to the main page. It'll be there on my bookstore. So teresatomeo.com/listeningforgod.
Wonderful. It's a great book. I encourage everyone to pick up a copy or more and give to other people. And I thank you, Teresa. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been great talking with you as usual. I love it. And so I hope to talk to you. I will be talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Gail. God bless.
Thank you.